in the upstairs northeast corner of the meeting house. That was mostly, we only had one or two slaves in Fremont by 1800. People forget that there were slaves in New England too, just nowhere near as many as down south. But it was primarily used by indentured servants who were, in another sense, in some respects, another form of slavery. Because a person would be indentured to a tradesperson for 7 years, and it was the tradesperson's job to train them into being a blacksmith or a joiner or a cordwainer or whatever. And in return for 7 years of learning, that student would also, or that child would get a set of clothes and $20 and would be set on his way to make his way out in the world.